our scripture reading today is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. And this is what happens right after the ascension. When the day of Pentecost had... I'm sorry. There's breaking news. This is Marjorie Rossi from JNN, the Jerusalem News Network. We're sorry to interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, but we are receiving reports that wild wind and flashing flames hit the Jesus followers in the upper room and beyond. Stephanie Hare is on the scene. Stephanie, are you there? Are you there?
Thanks, Marjorie. Yes, I'm standing up here in the upper room, where I'm told people were left flabbergasted this morning as strange sounds and amazing sights were experienced around 9 a.m. in a packed Jerusalem as pilgrims from all nations gathered for the harvest celebration of Pentecost. The extraordinary phenomena occurred here in this small upper room that has been occupied by a group of followers associated with Jesus of Nazareth, recently crucified by the authorities. Up until now, these followers were mostly keeping to themselves, but eyewitness accounts testify to seeing what looked like flaming, divided tongues of fire filling and dancing the room in a red blaze of glory, shooting out and touching each of those gathered together in the room. I have a quote from one man who lives nearby. He told me that some strange things have been happening lately, but this was truly mind-blowing. He said, in all my years, I've never seen anything quite like it, and it was truly remarkable.
Huh. That is fascinating, Stephanie. Let's go now to Andy Torres, who's outside on the plaza. Andy, what do you have for us?
Can you hear me? Oh,
we got
working?
You. We got you.
Oh, okay, good, good. Well, here in the streets, it's very active. Further accounts also testify to a strange sound, like a violent gale force wind that rushed through, filled the room, and spilled out into the street. A local temple worker said no one knew where the swishing sound came from, but it swept through the streets, and before we knew it, a crowd, many of whom are here for the festival, gathered to see what the commotion was about. It's certainly going to be a day to remember. Back to you, Stephanie.
It certainly is, Andy. And yet, these occurrences, while astonishing, do not fully cover the whole story of this bewildering event. I have heard from bystanders that after the wind and flame experience, followers of Jesus, all from Galilee, were speaking in what some have described as gibberish babble. At least 3,000 people claim that they were speaking in a variety of languages, allowing people from at least 15 different countries to understand what they were saying. One woman from Mesopotamia told me it was overwhelming. My family and I could not make head nor tail of how this could happen, but it did. Someone had clearly filled those people today, and they confidently told of a great big God. It was amazing, end quote.
That is amazing. Is that what you've also heard out there in the plaza, Andy?
Well, not quite. Not in this area here in the streets. They were not quite as enthusiastic. Well, instead, they mocked and ridiculed. One onlooker told me, it's disgusting. 9 o'clock in the morning, and they're already drunk. I don't know what the world is coming to. It's a sad day in Jerusalem. Unquote. Nevertheless, such cynics were soon left speechless when a man named Peter walked out onto the street. I'm told he is a new leader among the Jesus' followers. Raising his voice fearlessly and boldly, he dismissed accusations that they were drunk and instead urged the crowd to listen up to what the story was straight. Speaking about God's saving power and the last days when the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, he recalled the words of the prophet Joel and stated that what we have been experiencing today was nothing less than God's work. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young people will see visions, and old people shall dream dreams. Slave or free, the Spirit will be poured upon them.
Yes, Andy, I have heard this too from one of Jesus' followers who witnessed the wind blowing and the flames descending in the upper room. I'm told that Peter's announcement declared God's plan had reached a climax here today. These events were a completion of a promise that after Jesus' death and resurrection, there would be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This witness said, the rush of wind, the tongues of flame, people speaking in different languages, Peter's sermon, the response of the people. She said she finally understands that this is what Jesus told us would happen if we only believed.
That is really quite a story, Stephanie. Really. Is it all over now?
Well, it remains to be seen whether today will have any repercussions in the future. What is clear is that lives are already being transformed in surprising, yet not totally unexpected ways, given all of the prophecies.
That's true, Stephanie. Jerusalem today has witnessed something that happens that perhaps has not happened since the time of Babel. Yet, this time, a reversal has occurred. Instead of confusion, there is clarity. Instead of indifference, there is understanding. Instead of people scattered, nations are being brought together.
What a breath of fresh air. What a flicker of hope. It would certainly seem that this is a moment that will be remembered for some time to come.
Well, thank you, Stephanie, and thank you, Andy, for reporting on this strange yet stirring event. Stephanie, you said before that it remains to be seen whether today's events will have any repercussions in the future. We're receiving reports here in the studio that millions of people have joined this movement. Is there anyone around who could tell us about repercussions that they've seen or experienced? I'm sure our viewers here would love to hear how this Holy Spirit has had an impact on them and the world around them.
Well, I'm here on the plaza surrounded by quite a few people. Let me see if I can ask somebody.
That's great.
Excuse me, sir. Hi, Stephanie Hare, Senior Upper Room Correspondent, Jerusalem News Network. I understand that the followers of Jesus were very concerned about feeding the hungry, so much so that they made sure everyone in their community was fed. Has that been happening around here? Have you seen any evidence of hungry people being fed?
With great zeal.
With great zeal. Oh my goodness! Can you expand on
all of that?
Many hundreds of people get fed every second week.
Oh my goodness! That is astounding. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Did you hear that? Many thousands of people every other week.
I'd just like to know, were the tongues of fire involved?
Did you witness any tongues of fire?
Only wind.
Oh, wind. There was wind. We have reports of wind. We have confirmation of wind.
Excellent. Loud noises, wind. Excellent. Andy, you got anything for us in your area?
Yeah, there's a crowd gathering here. Like I said before, I'm right here in the plaza. Hold on. Let me ask a person here. Hi, Andy Torres, GNN News. And these disciples really knew the scriptures and spent a lot of long time teaching others about Jesus. How does that happen around here?
Do you want to answer that? In a lot of ways. 20 ways to even count.
Well, have you participated with the learnings here?
Yes, I teach children. I teach children.
Oh, you do? Oh, excellent. So that's right. I saw you ushering your daughter up front. Now it's your turn to do something for her.
What should I do? I love you, sweetie. There you go.
Okay, Stephanie.
Well, I've returned to the upper room where there have been reports of singing in many different languages, different tongues being spoken. I'm with two women right here. Can either of you confirm singing, especially in different languages?
She's the one to ask about different languages.
Languages. Have you heard other languages spoken around here?
Of course, today we were singing in two languages, Latin and English.
Two languages at least confirmed right here on this very spot.
That is fantastic.
Now, I have heard rumors that there have been instruments played as well around here. In fact, this may be shocking for some of our listeners, but I understand there are reports of maracas. Have there been maracas?
There are definitely maracas.
And cymbals. So there have been worship in the form of music using language and instruments.
Just like in the Psalms.
Joyful noise. We have a confirmation of joyful noise right here.
Like
you heard
Psalms.
It first, here first. Joyful noise.
It's fascinating.
Totally fascinating, Steph. Marjorie, hold on 1 second. I have someone else that wants to speak here as well. I wanted to ask him a question. Jesus and the prophets who came before him were very concerned about caring for the poor, for the widows and the orphans, for prisoners as well. In other words, they talked a lot about taking care of people who needed support and compassion. How does that happen around here?
It was the Pentecost givings.
Hmm. Yeah.
The church has set it up so that there's a giving today.
Anything you want to add to that?
All the people were amazed. Amazed.
Yes, the Spirit is flying through this area here.
And speaking of flying, Andy, I have heard that there are people who are being sent abroad on things such as mission trips. Hi. Sorry to interrupt. Can you confirm that there are people from this community who travel throughout the world to spread Jesus' message and of goodwill and peace to all?
Yes, I know that. I signed the check for these volunteers.
He signed the check. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, my goodness. So where are people headed out to various places around the world?
Yes, all the way to New Jersey and to the Dominican Republic.
Oh, my goodness. That is so... Clearly, people are being moved by the Spirit to move around the world to spread this amazing message.
Absolutely fascinating.
So the news from the streets in Jerusalem, and back to you in the studio.
Wow. Well, thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Andy. I think that might wrap it all up for us here in from the Jerusalem News Network. We'll be sending you back to your originally scheduled program here. So I encourage you, though, to just stay tuned because this story is clearly still unfolding. Let us pray. Send your Spirit, O God, for the birthing and the rebirthing of our faith. Send your Spirit, O God, that we may hear and speak and live anew. Send your Spirit, O God, for the renewal of your blessed creation. Send your Spirit, O God, to gather us, and then send your Spirit, O God, to send us forth in mission. Amen.